This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. In Brazil, the third global conference on child labour has ended with a commitment by 152 countries to end the worst forms of child labour by 2016. The worst forms include work that is harmful to the health of children, such as working in mines or tanneries. The conference was used by the International Labour Organization, the ILO, to start its Red Card to Child Labour campaign. A red card is used in football, soccer as it's known in North America, to indicate a serious violation. Don Bob of UN Radio reports.
The Red Card to Child Labour campaign was announced at the closing of the third global conference on child labour in Brasilia and already has the support of world-famous artists such as Oscar-winning actor and singer Cher.
According to the International Labour Organization, there are more than 168 million child labourers around the world. They work in fields, mines, and factories. Many are also exploited into prostitution and the drug trade. The ILO is working to help free millions of these children, but they can use our help.
The ILO launched the first Red Card campaign in 2002 to raise public awareness of child labor. 8 years later, the second global conference on child labor that took place in The Hague committed to eliminating the worst forms of child labor by 2016. Half of the world's child workers are trapped in the worst forms of child labor. They work in fields, mines, and factories, and many are sexually abused, exploited in the drug trade, or forced to join armies and militias. While the number of child labourers across the world has dropped by a third to 168 million over the last decade, progress has been too slow. The 152 countries that participated in the third conference that just ended in Brasilia have renewed their commitment to reach that target. ILO Chief Guy Ryder said the red card is a powerful image that is easily recognisable across the world as a warning that something is wrong and must stop. The ILO chief said that clear lessons emerged from the plenary sessions that demonstrated a growing understanding of what needs to be done to eliminate child labour in a sustainable way, and that not only governments, but also other actors, workers and employers, organisations, businesses and civil society are taking up their responsibility and showing increasing leadership. The ILO chief warned that as the number of child labourers go down, the job of combating child labour will get tougher because it will be about getting to those children who are difficult to reach, child soldiers, children being exploited sexually, children working on farm fields and other dangerous environments. In this regard, Ryder stressed that the work of the next conference to be hosted in Argentina in 2017 starts now. He also called on delegates to do all they can to bring the numbers of child workers down significantly by the time they meet again. Don Bob, United Nations.